Hey, the big hoopla, 666, yeah. Nothing happened.
No, and I would call that. You know, a couple months back you briefly mentioned that, and I said there was a reason why nothing would happen, and it's because how the numbers really break down in numerology. So when you look at, like, today, even though it looks amazing and scary, 666, today really is 66-2006. And when you break that down, you get a whole different story.
That's true.
And what you get, by the way, adding it straight across, that would be called the energy of the whole day. 6 + 6 + 2 + 0 + 0 + 6 = 20. 2 + 0 = 2. So actually that number, it promotes emotional stuff, but it could also be about peace and harmony. And then the actual day, a 6 day, is magnetic, so we're naturally drawn to it. And then when you add the month and the day together, 6 + 6 = 12, 1 + 2 = 3, that's the attitude of the day, which is communication. So see how people never shut up about today?
Oh, by the way, Clint, let me just say that I'm getting reports now that the police have just captured within an hour that suspect that I just mentioned.
That is awesome.
So that is...
Tennessee license plates, but you
wherever
said it's near
he, you. Wherever he was, but they have him in custody now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Really wonderful. But anyway, today it promotes communication. That's why no one stops talking about the energy. But I'll tell you why 666 itself has so much power. Going back to, of course, the Bible and the idea that it's the mark of the beast, what we, meaning people, believe is what we manifest. So there are people who are very afraid of this energy. And those who embrace it, like those who like the occult, and there are certainly people that are into satanic worship, this is an exciting day for them to do something about it.
It sure is. You know, I also got a call from someone who said, hey, tell Glynis, 2006 is really an 8. Is that true?
Of course it is. Yeah, we're going through the year of 8. But the whole day, 6 + 6 + 2 + 0 + 0 + 6, ultimately breaks down to the number 2. And that's how you look at it. Like when you do numerology, the world number is an 8 this year, which, by the way, has been about money and learning the hard way. Certainly we're seeing that in the White House. You know, the administration's going through a tough time.
Very
the economy,
tough time, sure.
Yeah, we're dealing with the economy and issues like that. So that is why you, everything matters about this, George, meaning even each month has something to say. It's like a message to us. And what I wanted to tell you that I thought was fascinating about Ronald Reagan, going back to the fact that they bought a house that was 666 St. Cloud Road, actually the word is it was a gift to him.
Didn't they make the city change that number
yes,
for them?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
But here's what's interesting. They changed it to 668, and when you break it down, it becomes a 5, okay? 6 + 6 + 8 ultimately breaks down to 5.
Right.
Ronald Reagan was a two-life path, and the most toxic number he could ever have dealt with in his home was a 5.
Oh.
And look what happened to him. He developed Alzheimer's, and he lost it within no time flat living there. So because of the fear of 666, they altered the energy, but it couldn't have been worse. Like, I actually teach you how to fix that. You don't want to live in a house energy that's toxic to you.
You know, somebody called the program about a week ago, and we were just talking about numbers. And, I send them to your website.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the website people should look at. When
absolutely.
I told them the story about how you met your husband, put an ad in the paper, right?
Yeah, I did. It was actually a dating service where I said, numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number.
I love it.
Yeah. And it was fabulous because, of course, men responded, but I asked for their birthday. I said I was a professional numerologist, so to me, I needed to know. And my husband, we've been together 4 years, by the way, George, and I know you always marvel at this, but he always exceeds my expectation. I have never met such a good person in my life.
He is a good guy. I met him.
Yeah.
I had a chance to meet him, and
yeah.
He's a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And, it's so bizarre that it would work, but not for you.
No,
the numbers work for you. You knew.
Yes, I do. And you know what else? Just this last couple of days, I was in Palm Springs doing like a corporate event, and I was reading these women one after another with their marriages. And a lot of them, you know how people will brag, they'll say, we've been together 32 years. Well, to me, that doesn't matter. The question is, are you happy? And when I looked at the numbers, I could tell you, there'd be like 4 toxic numbers. And I'm like, honey, you're serving time in this relationship. And she'd laugh. With maybe a tear in the eyes that you're darn straight. So to me, wouldn't you rather spend time with someone who really is fulfilling and exciting to be with? Or if the other thing would be, if they're toxic, wouldn't you rather learn a way to communicate so that they understand you?
Yep, Absolutely.
That's why it matters. This energy has a profound effect on people.
30-year mortgages hit 6.66% today.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Weird. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but I love stuff like that. Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, the energy definitely does speak to you. And like I said, awareness. You know, we look for it, don't we? We look for those signs. Oh, and by the way, you know, people ask me, well, Glynis, do you fear 666? Here's what I would tell you, George. Because people that are welcoming to the dark side embrace it, I won't have it in my life. Like my license plate, if it said 666, I'd get another one. If my phone number had 666, I'd change the number. It does matter.
Well, yeah, I would too. If there's something you don't like, you just get rid of it.
Exactly. It's like I don't need to bring that energy into my life, and I certainly don't want to worry about it.
Do people, or should we, go day by day, month by month with numbers?
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a great example from last month. We were in the month of May, so that's the big number, which is a 5, right? And I cautioned people. I said, be careful about the drama. Things will move real fast, and you won't really have much control. Did you notice that May went quickly?
Very fast.
Yeah, it just you didn't have control over it. So I was like, take, you know, a deep breath and just get through it. Well, here was a story. I'm wondering if you've covered it. I don't know. But it was there at Taylor University in Indiana where one gal had passed away and they thought the other one was in a coma. It was two young girls. And so they thought they buried a girl named Laura Van Ryan. She was in the coma and Whitney Sarek had died, but it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen to this. It happened, by the way, April 26th. 2 + 6 = 8. How many times do I tell you, be cautious when you drive on an 8-day? I always say it's possible to have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
5 people had passed away that day in this accident, but they had mistaken identity of who passed away.
Who died, yeah.
Yeah, so here's what's interesting. The whole month of May, they thought they still had the names wrong. They still had the people wrong. It wasn't until we got out of a cycle of craziness into a cycle of 6, which is much more, let's figure this out, that's when they made the discovery that they had the wrong girl.
How weird.
Yeah, but that's cycle of 5. And, like, this month is much more, you can take control of this month. You know, it's like a month of 6 means look at your home, look at family, pay those bills.
But is this for everybody?
That this part is for everybody because you can't help but be in this month, right? This is May. We got June. So we're all affected by it. Yes.